Once in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to go in paradise. What is the way? What is the solution? What is the formula? A summary of hadith. He just give answer in one line. La taghdab walakal jannah. Without anger, you can go easily in Jannah. Actually, what Aslam Bhai is saying that Shaitan is playing with us. Whenever we are in a state of anger, if possible, if you are in anger, don't say anybody because you become more angry.
Yes.
If you are in angry mood, make your video and check how you're speaking, how you react.
How you react.
You know, your cheeks and your eyes and you, after that, if you see, you feel ashamed that
The psychologist also mentioned that when a person is in that state of anger also, even the color at times of his eyes, you know, the color of his eyes also changes.
Because it's from Shaitan, and there is a formula, there is a solution. The Rasulullah SAW give us the cure for anger. That if anybody have, you know, in the state of anger, it's not possible that always, you know, kabhi bhi aap gusse mein aaye, it's not possible.
Right.
Sometimes you feel angry.
Naturally.
But there is a, you know, solutions, like Ruhani solutions. First of all, you make wudu. Because it is from Shaitan, and Shaitan is made from fire.
Right.
So when you make wudu, you become calm down.
Subhanallah.
If you are in a stand-up position, sit down. If you are sitting, lie down. Or otherwise, change the situation. Go from that particular people.
Right.
Sometimes, if you're angry on anybody, he's sitting in front of you, you say more and more. If you go away or he go away, then
the topic ends.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, we need to learn the cure for anger. Because in angry mood, so many losses. Like the brother said, then not only the, you know, breaking the wall, sometimes breaking the heads. You know, sometimes they shout on the children and they beat them, and sometimes big problem. We should forgive our family members, our children, our family members, our relatives. Once one very senior person died, and one of his friends see him in his dream and ask him, what happened with you after your death? He said, Alhamdulillah, I'm in paradise. Allah Ta'ala give me maghfirah. He shocked that you are very sinner man, sinful, and how you get the maghfirah from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He said, yes, I'm a very big sinner. But once my wife made a supper for me, dinner for me, and I'm taking that particular dinner and the salt is too much in that particular meal, I become angry and that I want to give her punishment. Mm. Like nowadays, people throwing the plates and they're abusing.
Yes.
And
yes.
Actually, we have to learn that we're married with women, not with computer.
Wow. Right.
She's human being. Mm. She made mistakes, like we are making mistakes. But that time in his mind, the one thing has come in his mind that my wife made one mistake and I'm ready to give her punishment. From the morning till evening, I'm making so many mistakes. My Allah Tabaraka Taala not giving me punishment. So what he did, he didn't say anything. Just calm down and nothing said. Forgive her. At the time of death and after in his grave, Allah Tabaraka Taala told him that, oh my Banda, you forgive my servant and you are my servant also. And I am Arhamur Rahimeen. Main to sabse bada maaf karne wala hu. Ja, maine tere sare, I will forgive you all sins. And because of first, only just one maafi, he get the maafi from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we have to take this habit with us. Keep forgiveness, maafi.
I hope that our views on Madani Channel, I'm talking about the husband and wife party stories.
Yeah.
That they are taking heed to this message. It's a very important message that, you know what, we must also overlook these type of things.
Actually, one more thing.
To create the environment.
One more thing, Aslam Bhai. In families especially, and in friends, if, like example, me and Aslam Bhai have problem, or Allah na kare, koi narazgi hogi, anger and problem. What I'm feeling that, till when Aslam Bhai not come to me and give me sorry, I not go to him.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for his sorry, and he's waiting for my sorry. And because of one sorry, two family members far away from last 10 years, they both are waiting. They both are missing each other. They both are missing. Friends are missing. Family members are missing. Chacha, mamu missing. Wife, husband missing each other. They're missing the children. But what Shaitan said, no. It's not your mistake. He must come to you and make sorry.
Because they feel that if he goes and he asks for forgiveness, it will be belittling.
Astaghfirullah. Look at only one sorry. Your family is disturbed from how long? So start you, be you first and call him that, okay, give me sorry, my mistake. Allah maaf karne walo aur maafi mangne walo ko pasand karta hai.
You know,
it's not difficult. If you start this, inshallah, you get the solution.
Right.
Maybe they're crying that you come to him sometime 50 years, 25 years, 20 years fast family member.
Talking to each other.
Actually, Aslam bhai, love is very precious nowadays. Muhabbatein thodi hain. Ye rishtedar kab milenge? Apne logo ko dur na kare. Aage badhkar maafi mang le and make relationship, inshallah. And I think today, do it today. Make your start.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, pick your phone now and call now. Please forgive me.
You're speaking to them.
Yes, speak directly. Directly, please pick your phone. Do not think. Huh. Your family members, the family members is precious. There is no comparison from anything to your family.
And Allah's special mercy is upon the person who asks for forgiveness.
Yeah, ask for forgiveness first. Allah, inshallah, forgive you.
Yes.